Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, A Precious Child Restored. In the book of 1 Kings 17, Elijah prays unto the Lord with this prayer, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. As we concluded the previous devotional, the child was really dead. The soul does not die with the body, and the soul does exist separately apart from the body, and a miracle is expected. This miracle gives light and hope and encouragement for God's suffering people. This woman's precious child is restored. She sees a joyous resurrection of her child and experiences the greatest satisfaction of this resurrection as a mother. And now this demonstrates to us the power of prayer, that Elijah prayed, called on the Lord. The Lord heard his prayer. It also demonstrates the power of him who does hear prayer, because the Lord our God is the one who kills and makes alive. Elijah then takes the child to his mother. Now, how far did her hopes soar when she went to the man of God with her broken heart? Did she really expect this to happen? Did she expect her child to be restored unto her with life, to hear the child's laughter, to feel the child's hand on her face, to hold the child in her arm again, to love this child again? Could she really believe this was happening to her? Was it really true? Well, nothing like this had ever happened before. But you know, our God is not limited. Now, we need not be brought to the place to where we will say, well, Lord, do this again. He can. He can do it. But the chances are he will not. If one has been taken from us, he can extend the life. We have the account in the scriptures of the Lord extending the life of Hezekiah. We have the account in the scriptures of the Lord restoring life to a little girl, a young man, and an older man, and even this child. The Lord is able to do that. He has done this to show us that he's the God of all flesh, and nothing is too hard for him. Now, we must remember that each of these who was raised back to life went through the portal of death again. So how many times would you have them to go through that portal if you could call them back? The Lord does all things well. This woman had sunk into deep despair when her child was taken from her. Now how high has her joy soared? For certain she recognized the path of death. She knew that it was something that would overtake each person. It had separated her from her child, whom she loved so dearly. Now the child has been restored back to her. The son of her love, restored alive again to her, alive from the death that had held him since she last did. Now she has her child again. The Lord won't bring those loved ones back who have been taken from us in death, but we can join them. As David said, I can't bring the child back, but I can go to join this child. He will one day be with the child, and he did, at the age of 70. The grief and the hurt comes, however, when one departs this life and who is so dear and one whom we love so much, and they do not give a clear testimony of a right relationship with the Lord Jesus. Oh, that hurts so much. You know, it, because of our faith, we hurt. Had we no faith, then we would sorrow as others which have no hope and go ahead on. But because the Christian has hope in the Lord, has faith in him, the Lord gives us grace. He gives us grace. The pain may be deep. It may last long through the night, through the years, but he will give grace and he will give healing. It's all right to weep, to mourn, to grieve. It's all right to do that. There's nothing wrong. It's unnatural not to grieve when one whom you love has been taken from you. And so do not be deceived by those who would say, why, you're out of fellowship with the Lord when you grieve over a loved one. You know, the Lord gives grace and healing. Many times the Christian, however, is not willing to accept that grace for healing that the Lord has provided. And thus the thing drags on and they hurt even more. But the Lord gives us this joy in the midst of a trial. His faithfulness, we have this record of his power. If he doesn't work one way, he can work another in your life. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.